Welcome back to Let's Talk. I'm Sharad, with me, Zaki and Jaiwai. We're looking at the GoPro $1 million challenge clip right now.
Oh, yeah! Is it recording?
Yes!
Are you ready?
No!
Let's go! Come on, you can do it!
Welcome back. That was an amazing shot. Lots of energy. And I guess, in some sense, the texture, right? It wasn't all one tone. It did have a slow moment. And I like the idea of the creator of that entire clip had. Do we know the name of the people behind the entire thing?
It's a whole team. It's a whole team of GoPro's own editors. Based in the States, yeah.
And they're nameless.
They usually don't put their names, but I know Josh and Natasha is a part of the team.
You're speaking to them right now, yeah. Are they? They're watching this. Okay, well, George and Natasha.
Josh and Natasha,
okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about where you go from here, right? I mean, so can those elements, because I can imagine, right? I mean, once a year you produce this, it's got a nice feel to it. But can you keep doing that? I mean, how do you take those kind of images and use it in different ways? Because we know now television, all these small cameras, anything can be used for high art. It can be used for making features. It can go in so many directions. Is it going in many directions for you, Bucky?
I think for me, it's an endless journey. Again, from traditional media, and doing the things that I've done before, I've always thought that, okay, I've reached a point where it's going to just be like this. But after getting used to all these new gadgets, new creations from GoPro, social media, using all this type of clips, I think it's endless. You can make feature films. You can.
But is anybody actually making feature films using these machines?
Yeah, people are starting to use these. Yes, you'll have arguments from the old timers or people from our era that go, oh no, you won't be able to get this effect, that effect, correct? But you've got to look at it from a different perspective. Yes, this camera might not be as good as a traditional, huge, you know, filmmaking camera, but the angles are different angles, right? Different type of storytelling.
Storytelling, nice one. Jaiwai, do you see yourself as a storyteller?
Yes, I go to travel. I can shoot a story. I can shoot a short video, like I do what I'm doing or packing my luggage and then go and fly.
Okay, packing a luggage. Sounds riveting. I'm just wondering, Do you have larger stories to tell, or is it always going to ever be that personal, I'm here, I'm going there, you know, I've seen this, I've seen that kind of story? Are there possibilities for other type of storytelling?
Other type of story, okay. Something like, in the last few years, I keep capturing something, but I just keep in my hard disk, and I found out GoPro can just, you capture it, I got a software, GoPro apps to edit it, and you can share it in Instagram. After a few years, you can just like sharing with your son like this.
Yeah.
Okay, some special moments.
Yeah.
I remember Kodak used to have this ad about, you know, those special moments. Bucky, so where do you want it? As somebody who works in television and you see all these potential, what kind of stories do you want to tell next?
I think personally for me, it has always been letting people see the world from this Malaysian boy's eye. What I see is what I want to share, right? As a traveler, as a storyteller, that's my story. And with the convenience of using such technology, I wished one day I can bring my audience to a wider place, to a wider version. Let them see the world not just from Facebook, not just from what it's being fed to them by
the algorithm.
Yeah. So things from a different angle. From a more humane angle, I guess. That's where I want to bring this. You know, yeah. And like I mean, even we don't have as many divers, right? I can bring this 60 meters down into the ocean, showing people this is why you need to cut down your carbon footprints or save our oceans. Because I'm sure that, and hopefully one day I can get more people to get involved with the things that I'm doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the last minute we have, what have you spent your 90,000 ringgit on? I just want to know. I want to live through you.
Okay, there's a secret, but I can tell you.
What is it?
Okay, the first thing I think I want to upgrade, I want to buy a new laptop for creating more content . The next thing is I want to bring my girlfriend to travel. Because I want to thank her as she keep waiting me when I was making content. So these are the two things.
Wonderful. Clearly, you haven't spent that money yet, but I'm sure your girlfriend's going to be happy when she watches this show. She knows that there's a trip in the offing. What about you, Bucky? What are you spending your night? Have you spent it all?
No, I've not. And 90,000 is before tax. Let's say this, okay? We got a smaller... Inshallah, I'll be bringing my mom to Umrah. Bringing her to Umrah, and I think I would want to tick off a couple of my bucket lists.
Okay, the bucket list.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you guys so much for joining me on the show. I've been speaking to Bucky Zainal, the TV personality. He has shows like Step Forward, Let's Cycle, all in Mandarin. Also, Chong Kia Wai, who's a content creator. They're both winners together with 48 others around the world for the GoPro $1 million challenge. We saw that clip earlier in the show. Thank you so much for joining us. This has been Let's Talk. I'm Sharad Kutan, only for Astro Awani. Thanks,
thank
guys.
You.
Wonderful.